and independent film was not just to talk about movies. We also wanted to create, and you guys helped us do that. I mean, we had a website, a podcast, a movie, a book, and a festival. We've gone about as far as we can with the franchise, I think. And I wanted to just thank you guys and let you know we're not going away. Graham's got stuff going on, I've got stuff going on, and we're going to be working together on other things too. So this isn't the end. It's definitely a new beginning, and we'd love for you guys to come on board with us as we go in different places and different projects.
Yeah. I just want to say, Chris, it's been great working with you. Like, this was your idea. So fucking, it's on you, bitch. No, Chris, you came to me, dude. You came to me and said, I got this idea for this movie, the website and a thing. And I was like, all right. And,
that's exactly how he said it, too.
Yeah, I was like, that's it. Yeah. All right, what now?
We even met in a restaurant that doesn't exist anymore, the newsroom.
Oh, remember shit.
That was our first meeting. It was like, gone.
We've closed down a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And also, too, it was your idea to go, hey, you had written a book, Pacify Me, and you were like, hey, we should do a comedy filmer's book, and you really pushed that. The reason I'm a published author is because you pushed that, dude. And then you were the one. I came in the garage, and someone was wanting to talk. They wanted to do a podcast documentary, and you went, you know what, Graham, I've been thinking about this. Who knows more about podcasting, documentaries, and making movies than we do together? And I was like, okay, so... Earbuds was you.
I remember you saying, first of all, thank you. I appreciate it. I didn't realize I had done so much until you pointed it out. You're right. but I said to Graham, I was like, because sometimes I'm not sure, like, if it's a good idea or not. And I said to Graham, like, you know, all those things, like, well, who knows more about these things? And I go, why don't you spin it around, think about it a little bit, and then come back and be like, no, I don't have to. It's done. We're doing it. So I've already thought about it. And, and honestly, as we've learned going through this process, is that's how, you know, things get made and ideas are born. You really figure out a way to get them going. And I remember, we were trying to find, because when we did the book, we were trying to find some money for the book. And I know you had actually put some of your own personal money in to get the book finished. And I remember your chapters were the latest ones. And I said to you, boy, if I was the guy paying for this, I'd be mad at the guy who's late. So, I remember, I remember this from the very beginning. Comedy Film Nerds has always been a team effort, and I couldn't have asked for a better partner over the last 10 years. Thanks, Graham.
Oh, dude, thank you. I mean, really, and... I got to tell you, for those of you, the thing about Comedy Film Nerds, there's all this infrastructure shit that had to take place. The website, talking to the web designers, the store, all this stuff. I didn't do any of that. that's all Chris. Chris, he knows how to talk nerd robot talk.
Yeah,
and he was handling, especially in the early days, I was on the road 40 weeks a year, and Chris was handling all that behind the scenes stuff and all that work. And like I said earlier, this guy always showed up. He never flaked. He never bailed. He never there was so much stuff that maybe we didn't get it done exactly when we wanted to get it done, but we got it done.
Eventually we got there.
We got it done, and we're two like distinctly different personalities, obviously, but that really meshed well together.
And we played to our strengths as I was working on fighting with the cart and why it wouldn't, you know, work with PayPal. Gran was out on podcasts, like on Douglas Movie, promoting. So, you know, it was a team effort all the way. I was, you know, dealing with the code and the infrastructure, but Gran was out there doing the PR, which is just as important. And you realize that to run a small company, you have to literally do everything. You can't let one thing lag. And, that's the thing. I did my thing, but Gran did his, and it was, you know, it was... It couldn't have been done any other way. Like, there's no way, like, if I would have stayed in the garage doing all the computer stuff, no one would have known about the podcast.
Right.
So it's, you know, and I, you know, this guy, I've been knowing him for like 20, I don't know, 50 years. No, not 50.
Feels like 50.
Yeah,
it feels like 50.
Probably 20 some years. And yeah. I will say this one thing about Graham is that he'll be there for you. He was one of the first people when I was in my 20s I was looking for a job, and he was one of the guys, you know what? I got this writing thing over here, and I'll bring you over. And sure enough, he did, and I started working for a company that you've never heard of called Second City Naked News that was right when the internet entertainment thing was born and then died. But it was one of those things that I never forgot because not everyone helps you in this business, and some of them go out of their way to do so, and Graham was one of those guys that went out of his way to do it. So thank you.
Yeah, dude, this was great. It's been great working with you and literally watching your kids grow up and all this stuff. And
yeah, we had to move the office into the garage because we were originally in the house. I'm like, yeah, but I got another kid coming.
Yeah.
So now we have to move.
So, and yeah, I mean, you, and it's like I'd come into the garage and, you know, vent and bitch and moan and you'd listen and then you know we'd both listen to the other guy bitch about something and we had some great rules like
we had to bake that into the day.
Yeah, we had to bake that into the day. Someone's gonna come in and be like, motherfucker, and the other guy would listen, and we had rules. If one guy was mad at someone, he'd write the email they wanted to write and then read it to the other dude. I got this shitty email and this is what I want to say,
right?
And the other guy would go, all right, we're going to take that line out.
Yeah.
And it was great.
We acted at each other's filter on occasion, for sure.
So it's been great. And I cannot thank everyone that's ever helped us on the show. The interns we've had, Aaron Brungard, who's fantastic.
Yeah.
Aaron, right?
There's so many people to thank.
Oh my God.
Sean Merrick was our... I mean, the problem is we had such good interns, they would get jobs right away, so they wouldn't stick around.
They would leave. Mm-hmm. Dan, I mean,
remember
all
Sharon
these...
Campbell
oh
came
my
from
God.
Temple University but many years ago. Ben.
Ben Tejia. So I just want to... If there's anyone out there that's helped us and we forgot to mention...
Is Ben
name.
Here?
Oh, fuck that
oh,
guy.
Ben.
Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Is he at a pretty... What was that
he's
show?
He's baking.
He's baking.
Yeah.
No, I mean, really.
He makes the best fucking food.
He's an amazing.
Yeah.
He makes the best
It was
desserts.
Like when he wasn't coming to the office anymore, I'm like, well, how do we still get him to make us
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, he showed up and like baked cakes. Yeah. We're like, have him do something. I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as he shows up with desserts.
Be like cupcakes with like some special jelly that you could only get overseas. Like some crazy shit that he would make. It was amazing.
That sounded weird.
Yeah.
sounded weird. But yeah, anyone that's ever helped us and donated, anyone that's ever helped out the show in any way, shape, or form, fans, anyone, comedians that we've had hundreds of comics on the show. Obviously, this is just a small sampling. All the comics that wanted to, that couldn't come today, whatever, we appreciate it. And you know, if we got to mention you, please know that, you know, it's great. And all the fans that came, helped us out on the road, that were in earbuds, some of them here, Aaron, you know, the people that like showed us around, and you know, one of the Kilt Bills is here, and everybody, everyone at Podfest, some of the best moments I've ever had as a performer were Podfest.
Yep.
And these fans.
And as a filmmaker, some of the best moments we had were in Australia and Japan shooting earbuds. It's
the best
it's
moment I think I've ever had as any filmmaker was screening earbuds for the first time at PodFest.
That was great.
The greatest thing ever. And I was so nervous. I got to tell this story. I was so nervous. I don't get nervous before I perform. But before screenings, and you know this now, I'm the fucking worst. I'm just like, this is fucking... Because as a performer, if the show goes, I can adjust. The film sucks. It's like a runaway train. And like, they're going to lynch me and everyone. And I was really worried about... Like, Todd Glass was watching it. And he came to me before his interview. He was like, Graham, I don't want to be the gay podcaster. I don't want you to pick. And I was like, I won't. And a lot of comics were like, all right, I'm trusting you, Graham. I've been burned by reality shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie was, and the credits were playing, and all of you were there, and everyone was.
Because if the podcast fans at PodFest hated it.
I would have. I would have been eaten. And all the total audience of Kickstarter backers.
Right,
And I was just like, oh, my God, everyone loves this. And Todd leans down and goes, Graham, this is so thank you so much for making this. And the way you depicted me in the whole, this is amazing. I just, you know, I could kiss you right now. You're so awesome. I've known Todd for years. And it's like the credits, where we're like stuff is playing during the credits. And I'm just like, thank God. It's so beautiful. Such a wonderful moment. And I stand up to go hug him. And he goes, I mean, this part's a little long. But, and I fucking fell over laughing. And that's just one of the million moments. So I don't know. We could spend another hour thanking people, but really this has been an amazing 10 years. And I'm sad. I mean, we've got cool stuff going on, but I've loved working with you, and
yep,
you're a great
too.
Friend and a great partner, and the fans, you guys are just, and everybody out there listening all over the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you in the next thing.
My name's Graham Elwood.
And I'm Chris Mancini. And as always, remember Han shot first.
We'll be in the lobby, hang out, have a party. We'll see you. Thank you.
Thanks again for coming to Dynasty Typewriter. If you've got any trash, feel free to take that with you. After party is in the lobby. We'll be clearing this room out pretty quickly, though. Thank you so much. Make sure to sign our email list out in the lobby, too. We'll keep you updated with all the fine programs coming down the pike at Dynasty Typewriter. We'll be right back.